In the past two shiurim, we spoke about the components of Torah and Avodah. We want to speak now about the third one, Gemilut Chasadim. There are a number of very important psukim in Tanakh that speak about the centrality of Chesed in the world's existence. The first and most famous is Tehillim Perek Peitet Pasuk Gimel, where Hashem says, Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The world is built off the paradigm of Chesed. And of course, God's creation of the world is Chesed, but also what he expects from man is chesed. The Medrash Rabbah in Bereshit Parsha Chet tells us that when God wanted to create the world, there were Malachi Asherit who were for and some who were against. For example, the Malachim of Emet were against because man would be Sheker. One of the Malachim who stood for the creation of man was the Malach of Chesed, who said that man should be created because he would bring chesed. He would do chesed, and this is ultimately why the world was created. In Yeshayahu Perek Tet Zayin, we're told, V'huchan b'chesed kisei. God's kisei is rooted in the existence of chesed in the world. And the Medrash Tehillim Mizmor Peitet tells us that not for the chesed that would be done in the world, hayah kisei shalmala kaveyachol mitmotet, the chair itself would fall. Third place in Nevi'im where we see this concept is in Sefer Micha Perek Vav, where Micha says that God isn't interested in the rivers of blood that flow from Karbonot. Instead, he's interested in people doing mishpat, asot mishpat, ve'avat chesed, and loving kindness, treating other people kindly. In fact, in Avot, Rabbi Natan on our Mishnah tells the story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yeshua, who were leaving Yerushalayim and viewing the Churban, and wondering what would be the way that the Jewish people would achieve kapara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yesh lanu kapara achat shehi kamota. Ultimately, chesed is what we still have as a form of achieving kapara when we're selfless in being kind to other people, just as God is kind to us. This is why chesed is such an important complement to Torah and to Avodah, because Torah ve'Avodah without chesed is selfish. Only with chesed are we showing that we're interested in emulating God. This is why we have that term, Torah u'ma'asim tovim. First two appear in the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Avot, where Rav Yossi ben Kisma rejects an invitation to leave his home amongst religious people and leave somewhere else, even for all the money in the world. He says, when I die, the money won't go with me, but the Torah and Ma'asim Tovim will. He mentions the two of them together. Similarly, in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, we're told about descendants of Eli. A gzeru was made on Eli Shmuel Aleph Parak Gimel, that his children would die at a young age. Rabbah, the Amora, and Abaye were both from Beth Eli. Rabbah lived to the age of 40, while Abaye lived to the age of 60. The Gemara explains, Rabbah was involved only in Torah, Abaye was involved in Torah and Gemilut Chasadim. And this is another source we find, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Chedem and Bet, Talmidev of Rabbi Lazar ask him, what can people do to be saved from the suffering at the time of the coming of Mashiach? And he answered, Yasuk b'Torah, Uvig Milut Chasadim. And this is, of course, where we get that combination. Both in the bracha we give it at a brit. Kishem shenichnas labrit, ken yikanis latora lachupa ulema'isim tovim. And as women say when they light the candles, vizakeni legadel banim uvenevonim chachomim uvenevonim, ove Hashem yirah lekim ansheyem ezera kodesh, umi'irim et ha'olam betora uvema'isim tovim. This is our mission, as described there in the Mishnah, to develop ourselves, to develop our relationship with God, and complemented by being kind to other people and filling out the full picture of what the world exists for. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omid, al ha'Torah ve'al ha'avodah ve'al gemilut chasadim. Shavua tov.